People across the region will pause this morning at 11 o'clock to remember those who've given their lives serving our country. Wreaths will be laid at cenotaphs in towns and villages in Teesside, County Durham and North Yorkshire, while the traditional 2 minutes silence will be observed. Amongst the many places touched by the tragedy of conflict, one street in Darlington has endured the burden of war more than most. Let's hear the story now in breakfast of Cumberland Street in Darlington. Now, Cumberland Street is a moderately sized street off North Road. This one street lost 13 men to the First World War. The Northern Echo's deputy editor, Chris Lloyd, told BBC Tees Breakfast all about the young men who gave their lives for King and country.
We are in Cumberland Street in the north end of Darlington. It is a classic County Durham terraced street. These are typical working class houses, two up, two downs, no back garden, just a backyard with outside toilets in originally. About 150 houses, I think, in the street, and from those 150 houses, about 13 men didn't come back from the First World War. So over there is a number 74 Cumberland Street, and behind number 74 lived a Private George Bowes, who was the youngest person of the 13 on this street to die. And he, poor chap, didn't even get to the front line. He died on July the 13th, 1918, as a member of the Labour Corps. And we don't really know what happened to him, poor lad. We know that his unit remained in this country, and he died of either accident or disease. At the start of the war, when most of these men went out, it was, of course, a very different picture from the very gloomy one that we now think of. Many of these men joined up because they were quite excited by this whole idea of a glamorous war, which they thought would be over within a few months. So many mothers proudly walked down to our offices in Priestgate bearing pictures of their sons. There's one mother who sent out five sons from Darlington to the Somme, and she gave us the pictures of her sons because she was so proud that they were going out to fight for King and country. So we're outside number 90 Cumberland Street, and this was the home of Private James Tailford. He was a bit of a naughty fellow, I think. He was far from a model soldier. His record shows that he was disciplined seven times for various naughty offences, largely being drunk in barracks. Once he seems to have overslept and missed the reveille, so he wasn't on parade when he was supposed to be. He was sleeping away in bed. When he actually got out to the Somme, though, he lasted just 1 month. He died in an action which was the first time the 5th Battalion, the DLI, had ever faced a chemical gas before. You can just imagine the deaths that he endured, poor chap. Whenever I stand here and look up the street, you can just imagine the telegram boys coming off North Road and turning, going down to the houses, going through number 1, number 6, number 36, number 70, number 74 and so on, with their satchels around their shoulders, bearing the news that the chap behind that door would not be coming back. This shows how so many communities, so many families were personally and individually affected by the horror of the First World War. This one street, 13 fatalities in it. And they're all, and I hate to say this really, but they're all such ordinary deaths. They are ordinary men who had ordinary, very working class lives. Very, very few of them rose above the rank of private because they were not that sort of people. They were just ordinary, salt of the earth, northern people.